I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. That song is Psalms 89, verse 1, which reads as follows. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I am Missionary Richard Yerby in Japan. I brought my mouth with me to Japan, where I use my voice most every day out in public, making known our Creator God's faithfulness, mercies, eternal salvation, and eternal life to masses of Japanese Buddhist idol worshipers around me. This sermon's title is With My Mouth. My Christian friend, do you take your mouth with you most everywhere you go? Do you regularly use your voice? Just how regularly does your mouth speak of our Creator God and make Him known to the generation of eternal souls around you? Many of them do not know their Creator God. Back around the year 2010, one day I was walking a residential area in Tupelo, Mississippi, leaving a Christian pamphlet at each door. A boy about 12 years old in his yard outside his house asked me what the pamphlet was. I told him that it was Bible teaching, whereupon he then asked me, "What is a Bible?" He was living in what has been known as the Bible Belt of our nation. But at the age of 12 or so, the word Bible was unknown to him. Truly, God's light is growing dim in our nation. Many lukewarm Laodicean Christians never tell the populace around them about God. They do not give out the word of their testimony. Thus, they fail to be overcomers. During the first several hundred years of mankind's existence, apparently no written words existed amongst mankind. During that lengthy time period, our Creator God spoke to people audibly with His voice, and people spoke to each other audibly with the voices of their mouth, but people had no writings. First in use for many centuries before any written word shows us the importance of the spoken word. I expounded that truth in length in a previous sermon. Thus, I only make this short mention of it now, though that is a most important truth and priority. Another important and regretful truth is that most all present-day lukewarm Laodicean churchgoers are ever so full of speech, but sadly, so seldom do they speak of God. Radio Sermons Audio is the title of the link to these sermons posted on my website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes, christ-is-all.us. If you have not yet heard my previous sermon, number 2026-4, please listen to it on my website. Near the end of that sermon, I quote the wonderful promise in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for those people who fear God. It reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Our Almighty Creator God ordained that we fear Him. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. God commands that in Psalms 2, verse 11. And in Psalms 19, verse 9, Our merciful God promises us that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. If we will only fear God, He will take away the many other unclean fears that haunt people who reject His Savior, and will fill the Christian believer with a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, as stated in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. I love the challenge of the following, verse 8, which declares, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 36 through 38, please read the record of those afflictions in Old Testament times. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Present-day lukewarm Laodicean churchgoers care not to be partakers of the affliction of the gospel, but much rather prefer the soft, pleasant life of being rich and increased with goods and having need of nothing. But it will be ever so painful for them when the Lord soon spews them out of His mouth. Ashamed to own the blessed Savior, ashamed to claim His love for me, ashamed, and I know that you'll be sorry, for one day He will be ashamed of thee. Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Children of the devil oppose me when I preach and sing in their face without the count, occasionally threatening my life. Lukewarm Christians generally disdain my public vocal testimony when they walk by me, but godly Christians are blessed by it. In January 1979, a godly Christian man came out of the Tamuning post office on Guam and for the first time saw me preaching at the flagpole out front. He stopped in his tracks to listen for a couple of minutes, then walked close by in front of me as he headed to his car saying, God bless you, as he went on his way. He saw me there on several following occasions, always giving me a friendly greeting. On a Sunday afternoon in the year 2019 or so, as I was driving through Sullivan, Alabama, I stopped and sang hymns beside the entrance to the supermarket in Sullivan, facing forward, away from the building and its entrance. Thus, I was not looking into the entrance, but the two young ladies working the two cash registers in the supermarket heard my singing, my word of testimony. Soon, one of them walked out to me full of joy over me singing praise to God. This is wonderful. I think this is so wonderful. She joyfully repeated a time or two, holding out some folded bills, money, to me. No doubt she was sticking her neck out, leaving her place of work to come out to me to thank me. I know not if the store manager observed her doing so, but I simply thanked her, adding, God bless you, so as not to hinder her with much talk, and she went back to her cash register with no further ado. That sure warmed my heart, and I started up singing again. Soon, the second young lady working the other cash register came out to me in the exact same manner, praising me, giving me money, and wasted no time in returning to her job. After singing a while longer, I bought juice inside and gave the track Beautiful Snow to the one working the cash register where I paid for the juice. My website URL was on that track. Then I got into my car and drove on my way to Sunday night church service, muchly refreshed. When I later counted their offerings that I had taken and immediately slipped into my pocket with no fanfare, each lady had given me $2 or $3 from their own wallets, of course. They didn't steal it from the supermarket cash registers. The extent and especially the enthusiasm of their kindness caused me to ponder why. Each of them appeared to be 18 years old or so. Each lassie was modestly attired and of lovely appearance, no doubt but that each one was a Christian believer. And no doubt it was quite common for scuzzy, cigarette-smoking, tobacco-chewing, snuff-dipping, pot-smoking, beer-guzzling men of the devil to have some subtle, lewd remark for these chaste Christian maidens as those dirty-minded men paid up at the cash register. Such sinful treatment should not be, and doubtlessly it was grievously wearisome to these godly young lasses working a job out in the world of sinful people. My singing my testimony in that public place was like welding a sharp two-edged sword are like firing both barrels of a double-barrel shotgun. It blessed the righteous souls who heard it, while also going straight into the ears and down to the heart and conscience of each scuzzy, cigarette-smoking, tobacco-chewing, snuff-dipping, pot-smoking, beer-guzzling man of the devil who walked into or out of that supermarket while I was singing the word of my testimony. My heart rejoices exceedingly in that thought. You Christian father, you Christian mother, who have children whom you dearly love, no matter what age your children might be now, it would be a wonderful thing for you to sing hymns or read Bible scriptures in public. Of a certainty, it will dampen and decrease sinful speech and acts by the bold sinners who hear it, and be an aid in particular to young Christian lasses out in public with no Christian male, family member, or friend present with them. I think it was an afternoon the same year, 2019, when I was in a small park-like area in Green Forest, Arkansas. About 6 boys and girls high school age were there, and the boys' speech to each other was most loud and filthy, going into the ears of the other people in the immediate area, including my ears. So I decided to put my speech into their ears. Those boys' speech was boldly profane. So I followed suit with bold, righteous speech. I casually walked up to the boys from the direction they were facing, slightly to one side, so as to appear to them to be simply walking past them. But I stopped close to them and spoke boldly for their righteous Creator God in a normal voice, not overly loud, nor with malice. All Christ's rejecters are turned into the torments of eternal hell fire to weep and gnash their teeth forever. That was approximately my first words to them. I was amazed at how quickly the 3 or so boys turned their backs on me. The girls did not move, frozen like. I preached for about 3 minutes to that youth meeting and walked on my way. Possibly it helped clean up the boys' language, at least for the next few minutes. And a few minutes later, I walked past a high school age girl sitting somewhat out of sight behind a simple monument in that park area. She was not with that group when I preached to them. She looked sort of stressed and nervous. So I walked up to her and kindly asked, "Are you okay?" "Yes, I'm just trying to stay out of sight of those others," she replied. If every Christian man would likewise kindly rebuke such speech from kids in public, it would doubtlessly bring relief to girls like her, who was likely their classmate at school and now was trying to avoid their sinful oppression. Back about 1980, as I preached in front of bars at night on the Pacific island of Guam, a man drove up, parked nearby, and proceeded to walk into the bar near me. But when he heard my preaching, he turned around, got back into his vehicle, and drove away. If every Christian man occasionally preached in such places, likely it would cut down on the number of people killed and injured by drunken drivers. Possibly one of your family members would be saved from that. But regretfully, presently, scant few Christian men care to bear the reproach that would come their way by doing so. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Psalm 68, verse 11 tells us. I wonder just how small this company of publishers might be today. So many lukewarm Laodicean churchgoers being dumb watchdogs that cannot bark. Fellow Christian, please cast off your self-pride and cease being ashamed to go unto Christ without the account bearing his reproach. Join this company of publishers of the good news whose boldness cuts down on the evil that is abounding around us. Think on how bold many people are to lift up their voices in public for the social cause that they are promoting, or for their favorite politician or such. We Christians know that the most important thing for any person to do during their short life on earth is to repent to God and trust in Jesus Christ to be saved from eternal perdition. Yet we are so shy about voicing that in public. Singing hymns seems to require less courage than talking, and also to cause less offense than talking. I love to sing hymns about Christ's shed blood out in public. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Saved by the blood of the crucified one, now ransomed from sin and a new work begun. Sing praise to the Father and praise to the Son, saved by the blood of the crucified one. Glory, I'm saved. Glory, I'm saved. My sins are all pardoned. My guilt is all gone. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that a king would give his life for? The answer I may never know. How he came to love me so, and to the old rugged cross I'll cling, but who am I? Basically, it is natural to most all of us Christians to feel foolish when we verbally speak up about Almighty God out in public. So you please keep in mind what God's Holy Bible says about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Verse 20. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 21. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Glory. Listen to the wisdom of the Apostle Paul a little further on in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 9, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. Verse 10, we are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Verse 11, even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. Verse 12, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. Verse 13, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and the offscourging of all things unto this day. Verse 14, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Friend, listen to me right now. Ever so soon, every last person now on earth will stand ever so fearfully before the judgment bar of a holy, almighty, righteous God. At that time, every soul will have full knowledge and understanding of that which is truly foolish and that which is truly wise. Christian friend, think seriously on that, and do not be the least bit ashamed to go unto your Savior without the count, gladly and proudly bearing his reproach, speaking or singing the word of your testimony, and calling on lost souls to repent and join you on the road to heaven. Something similar to the following is not a rare sight on a city sidewalk. A man attired in a foolish clown suit doing foolish acts in front of a store to draw attention to that store. Now think on the fact that likely none of the passersby reproach him for his worldly foolishness, but a passerby will readily reproach you for holding forth the word of life to them out in public. The reason is that they hate their Creator God. My Christian friend, let us blood-bought Christians boldly sing and preach our word of testimony in front of the many souls out in public who hate and despise Almighty God, who created them to bring pleasure to Him, as we all, both saved and lost, head straight to the judgment bar of God. Listen to the great I Am Lord God reassure Abram with these words in Genesis 15, verse 1. Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. I have experienced Christ shielding and protecting me from evil men who threaten me as I preach in public. Also, he rewards me ever so exceedingly greatly and richly. In February 1975, I quit my paying job to proclaim Christ in Japan. At the start, I was extremely poor in basic needs of life, no money, but I would preach Christ day and night in public. And throughout the 51 years from then to this present time in 2026, the great I Am has steadily increased his reward. I am ever so blessed. The Bible tells us that God is not willing for any person to perish. A person is saved eternally by calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. How shall they call upon him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear unless a preacher be sent? Isaiah said unto the Lord, Here am I, Lord, send me. Will you, Christian friend, say that to your Lord Jesus? Someone told you how to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. If someone had not yet led you to the living waters and everlasting joy, you would still be trotting the broad way to hell's torments. Now the baton has passed on to you. You are duty-bound to spread the good news to the lost souls presently around you. Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. I will serve thee faithfully. Here am I, Lord, send me. I personally am most blessed in that God sent me to preach Christ in Japan. I readily consented and have never regretted doing so. Each and every day grows brighter. Fellow Christian, please intercede for the salvation of the many lost Japanese Buddhists who hear me preach the saving gospel of Jesus Christ out in public. Your intercessory prayers do make a difference. I thank you from the heart, those of you who send offerings to me to help finance this foreign missions ministry, enabling me to carry it on. May God richly bless you for giving of your substance, and may God repay you manyfold over. I greatly appreciate you, and I love you for it. May the Lord God save your entire extended family and daily protect and shield you in these perilous times that are getting more and more dangerous and perilous each day. Hide yourself in the shadow of his hand. God be with you today and every day of your life on this earth to do you and your family ever so much good. I appreciate you being with me today as I preach this sermon. It did my heart good to preach it. I hope it did your heart good to hear it.